Why today doesn't suck.
Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Yeah. 3 o'clock. Here's Groups.
Thank you, Bug. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle. Otherwise known as Donnie.
You know, I was just thinking that I might go crazy if I don't go crazy tonight. Here's Don.
Is Dan still sick?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it swiney?
Yep.
Actually, he got implants this weekend.
Nice.
And swan flu.
It is swiney?
Mm-hmm.
Do his kids have it?
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
Hello, Hardline. Mike, Snake, what up?
Donnie.
Hey, Donovan. What's happening?
Where are you guys today?
I'm right next to you.
Look,
2 feet.
Just what? Maybe a yard and a half.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Maybe
good
the
to see
average
you.
Spare fullback dive play to your left.
Good to see you.
It's Craig
Thank
Wayne.
You. Nice to be here.
There
Craig
he is. On TV with his fake head.
Man, he knows all about high school stuff.
Don't let him fool you.
He's the man. All those high school girls and stuff. Today is Monday,
he
boys.
He is the man.
October 12th.
October 12th.
The 285th day of 2009.
Sweet Rocktober.
There are only 80 days left, boys.
Did you look at that field?
80 days.
Why don't they just play in a cow pasture?
We can go around the world at that rate.
Today is Columbus Day, as well as Thanksgiving Day in Canada.
Wow. There's a lot of people not working today, by the way.
It's like Columbus Day.
This is Canadian Thanksgiving?
That's good.
We got matinees on the ice. What do we got?
Yeah. We already had one.
Really?
One is a final,
is
dude.
Is there a day baseball game?
No.
Where all those series over, is Philly play tonight?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Five.
Five
well, that's
o'clock.
A day baseball
no.
game.
No, that's afternoon baseball.
That's a happy hour.
Still a day game.
Kind of early evening.
Yeah, technically it is a day game.
I don't think it is.
No, it is.
I don't know.
Not that part of the country. There's no sun that time.
You know why today is Columbus Day?
Well, they're in
Because
Denver.
On this date, in 1492, right. Christopher Columbus arrived with his expedition in the present-day Bahamas.
In their expedition?
In his expedition, yeah.
Hmm. He left the explorer
and escape.
And he rode with his expedition, right.
Oh, okay.
And traded in the Escalade by then?
right. Went with the expedition, rode into the Bahamas, and Amon.
The Bahamas?
Yeah.
I wonder if did he go to a Sandals resort, or was it a...
It was Atlantis, I think.
He might have gone to
Atlantis.
He went to hedonism.
You never know, right?
He was going to hedonism.
Right. He had heard about it over there and just rolled over here to go. All right.
On What's this hedonism?
Day, oh, you know
it's
what it
volleyball.
Is. Don't
okay,
even try to
Donnie,
front.
You and I went to the same area on our honeymoon in Jamaica, correct?
It wasn't my honeymoon. I went to Vegas on my honeymoon, but I went to Negril.
To Negril. Yeah. Okay, yeah. But hedonism was close by.
Yeah, two hotels down.
Yes. Dude, hedonism, it's just nudity and sex.
It's debauchery, Doc. And it's all wide open.
Yeah.
If you walk into that hotel, you might see a little of this going on
whenever
right you walk in.
Wiener.
It's for you, man.
That too, Bob.
When's our next vacation?
Tomorrow.
What island was that on?
Jamaica.
What was the city?
Negril.
What?
On this date in 1989, Mike.
Where you'd see it if you're on the side of, like, driving through the town
Keep
of Negril.
Going.
A number.
Did you guys make a trip to town where you see dogs tied up here, you know, at homes? You'd see chickens
right.
tied up.
That drive
from
the airport to Negril.
So hedonism just has chickens walking around?
It's unbelievable.
It's a weird.
It's probably an hour's worth of the scariest ride I've ever had.
Unbelievable, man.
You can tell they want some.
That's when you get there, you need a drink, and you need some hedonism.
Right.
And a chicken.
And a tied-up dog.
On this date in 1989, Mike, Herschel Walker was traded from the Cowboys to Minnesota for 12 players and 1992 number one and 6 conditional draft choices. That included the 12 players.
Screw Jimmy Johnson.
Why?
Cause.
Hey, what was the kid?
I wanted to stay here.
But he won a Super Bowl.
Oh, man, I know, but I wanted to stay here.
What was the guy's name? Was it Darren Smith? Didn't the Cowboys get him? Wasn't he one of the players?
Yeah.
It was him, right?
Yes.
He was one of the draft choices, I think.
No, he was one of the players.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what?
Dump out.
And then we got, out of that, Emmett Woodson... Who else?
Bob
Harper.
Harper and Bob Hayes.
And Bob Hayes. That's not right.
They also got Russell Maryland and Kevin Smith.
Todd Meredith.
God.
Fennis Dembo.
On this date in 2002, Bob, Ron Tugnutt became the first NHL goalie to win a game for how many different teams, Bob?
Come on, Bob.
Jeez.
Nail it.
I don't know.
It's on the tee. Hit it out of the park.
Six.
In between.
Seven.
Yes,
good
Bob.
Good job, Bob.
Seven. Way to go, man. Man, you're an expert.
Hey, P1, Sturm here. Think you know as much about sports as I do?
How about Jamie Benn last night? Nice.
What?
And Brad Richards? Like that goal?
Did we win?
Yeah.
Did we take it?
We pulled a point.
Again? What's our record
lost
now?
Lost in a shootout.
1-0-3. Undefeated.
Huh?
All right, now we're on the chronology of the Herschel Walker trade here.
Uh-huh.
Who is that?
On your Mac?
And we don't
mama?
See, and we don't see Darren Smith
uh-huh.
being in here anywhere.
Oh, he was?
No.
How you doing, Herschel's mom?
Bad.
Is that Mrs. Walker?
I also resemble
Hi, Mama.
The pedophile on Family Guy.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Well, you look fantastic,
well, thank
sweetie.
You.
I see where you got your voice
too.
From.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of sit-ups.
You sure do. I taught you how to do that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Push-ups, too.
Uh-huh. I also taught you how to make a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I like
pie. What kind of pie?
A pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that's
I like cherry pie, too.
Yeah, do you mind if you slide your pants around your ankles right now?
Sure, whatever you say.
Jeez. Now, why would his mom ask that?
I'm also the pedophile on Family Guy.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I do both.
That's outrageous.
That is outrageous.
Now, would you like to
Does that guy creep you out, by the way?
Minnesota turned their picks into?
Sure.
You know, that's the one thing about the State Fair experience. There was a guy walking around with a 5-foot Stewie that I kind of wanted.
Really?
I don't know what I was going to do with it, but it's Stewie.
Make love to it?
I don't know. Just ride it, put it in the back
seat. Oh, really? Wow. Are you going to do that? Okay. I'm sure Stewie would appreciate that.
All right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Jump on everything like it's a fumble. Jeez.
The only way the Browns win a game.
They took the 3rd, 5th, and 10th round pick of the Cowboys in 1990. They became Mike Jones.
Who?
And stop me whenever anybody knows who these guys are. Reggie Thornton and Pat Newman. And they got the Cowboys' 3rd round pick in 1991 that became the Ticket's own Jake Reed.
Very
nice. See, that trade worked out.
Basically,
football.
Jake Reed, who was so demoralized after I locked him down for a half.
That he quit.
That he didn't even come back.
Did he even have a catch, Bob?
That's a frustrated football player.
God, you weren't in that locker room, though, because that turf that Jake Reed supplied, which I didn't know that was his business.
Oh, don't tell me you said something about that.
Oh, yeah. We're all sitting in there in our locker room. I'm like, man, this turf is awful.
He's sitting right next to you.
And I go on and on. No one stops me. I'm going on and on. And finally, he's like, yeah, well,
he's a dear friend of mine.
Yeah. That's my baby.
So you guys. So Jake Reed sounds like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. So you got yeah. Huh?
Yes.
So okay.
And that's what I was like, okay.
So the top three awkward moments in Ticket celebrity history, by my count, Corby and Jake Reed, Grego and Keyshawn, and Norm and Bo Jackson.
What did Norm do to Bo?
Remember he walked in like to the VIP room and it's like, what did he say about Norm wouldn't even, Bo Jackson wouldn't even sign this, I forget what it was, but it was a ticket stock. And Bo Jackson was like sitting right there. Like, he wouldn't sign an item, but yet he really was going to, but Norm heard that Bo Jackson refused to sign it. And Bo's like having a bologna sandwich at the table, and looking up. He's standing right there.
I love you, Bo.
So drop the
that's
music.
A good point. And do us a favor, please, because I know this guy's going to interview you soon or before the year's up. Just please remind Sean Salisbury that he wasn't that great. I mean, this guy comes on ESPN talking like he was an all-pro quarterback. And it just kind of remind him that he wasn't that great and kind of put him in his place.
Yeah, that's true. But he's a friend of mine, so.
All right, start it over. Let me show you where I started to get a bad feeling.
You know, that's a good point. And do us a favor, please, because I know this guy's going to interview you soon or before the year's up. Just please remind Sean Salisbury that he wasn't that great.
Right here.
I mean, this guy comes on ESPN talking he was an all-pro quarterback. And it just kind of reminded him that he wasn't that great and kind of put him in his place.
And right here I knew we were at the point of no return.
Yeah, that's true. But he's a friend of mine, so.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I can't. He went to SC and he's a dear friend of mine.
A dear friend.
Yeah.
Look, he took a grenade for my kids in Nam, so, but thank you.
All right, on to birthdays, shall we? Leon Letts is 41.
By the way.
Leon's getting larger.
Did anybody see Leon Lett on the postgame show last night? Did you keep it on Fox 4? Did you turn it over to the Broncos game? Leon Lett spoke. He was, like, doing stuff with Max Morgan, like, as a job.
A commentator?
Yeah, he was in the media.
Was he good?
I didn't even know he could speak. I didn't hear him say one word in the decade he was here, ever. He never said a word. Do you remember him talking?
Yeah. Rarely.
Yeah.
I remember it, but it was very rare.
And you know what?
Thanks, Keyshawn.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
Really?
Not that bad. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Mm. Mike, birthday?
That's quite a story. Mm-hmm.
Tell it again.
No. He's a dear friend of mine.
Yes.
Yeah, look. Go ahead, Mike.
You know,
okay. Yeah. It is the birthday of Kim Denton today.
Kim Denton, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now, what does that look like?
Good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Of Kim Denton sapling.
Is she with man?
If you need a young fir tree.
I don't know.
I hope she is. That makes the chase all that much better for me.
Trimmed.
Right. If you need your sapling trimmed, call Kim Denton Sapling.
Marion Jones is 34.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. What a fraud she was.
Didn't she have like 4 extra teeth in her mouth?
Didn't she spend time in the Fort Worth can?
Yep, she did.
Yeah.
Didn't she have a black baby?
Wasn't she a blinter?
A black sprinter, yes, she was.
I don't find that funny at all.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Charlie Ward is 39.
Yeah.
Boy, who wasn't obsessed with him when they were
a kid? Oh, I know I was.
Loved Charlie Ward.
Was he that great?
I would have easily been his boyfriend back then.
Yeah. He was awesome.
He was awesome.
Wow.
I mean, easily. Chris Chandler is 44.
Pretty solid quarterback.
All right, who can run down his career path?
Atlanta.
San Diego.
Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers.
Are there little Rams in there, like Los Angeles Rams?
Sure, I think so.
Rams.
Yeah.
Come on, Topedia, let's go.
Who was it?
Chris Chandler.
He's off his game.
Chris Chandler.
Hold on.
All right. While we wait for Topedia, Susan Anton is 59.
Didn't he have a swim with the hated Redskins, too?
Ooh, Mike.
What?
Did you hear that?
Susan Anton is 59.
Bet you like that,
Did you like
huh?
that?
She's your age.
Oh. Now, who is she?
Oh, don't give me that.
She was your poor man's Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
Susan Anton, man. Long legs.
She had man face.
Long legs.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Chris Chandler, Colts, Buccaneers, Phoenix Cardinals, L.A. Rams, Houston Oilers, Atlanta Falcons, Chicago Bears, St. Louis Rams.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's a very unimpressive job by us.
Certainly is. So there are two teams on there that don't even exist anymore.
Thank you, Ty.
One second go-around with another team.
Guy with straw on his tongue.
Kirk Cameron is 39.
He has found the Lord, I believe.
Growing pains?
I didn't know the Lord was hiding.
He is.
Wow.
He likes to share that with everybody.
Thank you.
Although, he married that hot girl that was in that show.
Yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah, I remember her.
She was a deep panner.
I remember her.
The girl from Full House.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This guy would like to add to our list of uncomfortable ticket celebrity moments. We can't forget Gordon with Gaylord Perry.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That takes the cake for me.
We need to get the facts of the Bo Jackson Norm story straight because you guys are all blinking at me and I don't think I have a handle on the story either.
I don't remember that story.
Hugh Jackman. I remember the story.
Hugh Jackman is 41.
Not the details.
He is a Hollywood...
What's his name, Gaylord? My father had a good friend, had a son that...
hated God?
No. Okay. He somehow got sick and passed away, and he named me after him for his friend.
Way to go, Gordon.
Gosh, way to bring the room down there. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
Wow.
Hated God.
People die all the time.
And you hear Gaylor go, no, he passed away, actually.
Dick Gregory is 77. Comic.
Yeah, well, unfortunate name.
He's a blomic.
Yeah.
I just don't see the...
Yeah.
The funny stuff in that.
Yeah. He was quite a blomedian.
Pretty blatical, too.
Very blunny, though.
God, I hate you all.
No, you blate us.
I hate you all. Don't. Sam Moore is 74.
Don't blate.
Is that Sam of Sam and Dave?
Why are you trying to rhyme everything?
Yeah, he's a blinger.
Don't be a
whoa, dude. You need to slow down. Yeah, he's a blinger.
Yeah, you're going too fast.
If I jump across this table and whoop your ass.
Sam Moore is 74.
Here we go.
Who is that?
I feel the boy. Talk about Sam Moore.
Jeez.
Mike, I think you better stick in the rivers and streams that you're used to.
I should.
Freaking hate all you, man. Please don't go chasing waterfalls.
Really?
Oh.
You don't have this any better today?
Spares, please.
Please don't go away. It is Columbus Day.
You think I'm chasing waterfalls here?
I feel like you're chasing waterfalls. Now, I can't remember who you said.
Dave Brown,
47.
You know I didn't say Dave Brown.
Who?
And
James
three.
Brown?
Dave add Brown,
three.
The giant quarterback?
No, it's the NHL player, so screw it.
Bitch.
Easy. Sid Fernandez, 47?
I didn't say him.
Okay.
El Sid.
Ned Jarrett, 77?
I didn't say him.
Is he still with us, though?
He can't be.
Ned Jarrett may have passed. May have.
That's why I didn't say him, Bob.
I don't want to alarm his family.
Congratulations.
Didn't his family get killed in a car wreck or something?
Marion Jones?
He said him. Her.
Ned Jarrett alive.
Maybe him. You never know.
Tony Kubek?
Ooh, no. You skipped Tony 73. Kubek.
73. Who is Tony Kubek?
NBC, on, game of the week.
And a former Yankee great.
Oh, look at this. How could you miss this one? Senor Mobley is 37 today.
You used to like him, Mike.
I did.
Who the hell is that?
What?
What's this guy's deal?
You used to reference Senor Mobley quite a bit.
And you host the post-game show.
Who is that?
He was a default cowboy.
What happens when Senor Mobley's name comes up in a post-game show?
I'm going to say he played well with the Houston Rockets.
He used to be Ed Sullivan.
That's Pitino.
Oh. Luis Polonia, 45.
Luis.
Oh, Purple Rain.
Once gave me a wristband at a Madison Muskies game.
Not
a Wisconsin wristband, Ty?
I think he was interested in my 14-year-old sister, though, probably.
Yuck. Ooh, yours and everybody else's.
Exactly. And Jose Valentin, 40?
Didn't mention it.
Say it with confidence, dude. Don't worry about it. How about you listen to the segment?
Yeah.
He's a well.
And maybe you freaking get something
busy
done.
Coming up with funny lines.
Hitting homers left
He's
and right.
He's sharpening those comedy chops.
Born on his day now,
by the
dead.
Way, Jose Valentina well.
Oh, my God.
Yes, well.
Luciano Pavarotti.
AIDS? No, wait. That's...
Hey, everybody.
That's
it's
a
my birthday right on the Columbus Day.
Boy, lots of candidates are wrong.
This is a bigger day for me.
You're a big man, too, aren't you?
Oh, I'm a bigger fat ass.
You like to eat.
I like my pasta.
And you like opera, too, don't you?
Oh, yes. I sing opera very well.
Let's hear a little bit.
Sing it.
Oh!
Gosh.
Wait. Can you translate that? Oh, shuamio. Oh, shuamio.
We need more. Come on, keep going.
I'm just so happy I can't sing right now. Oh, no, I gotta go.
Okay, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
Two more.
Ciao.
Oh, shuamio.
A couple more uncomfortable moments to at least consider. Dan and Lee Corso.
Yeah.
And then Norm and Bart Starr. It says here he asked about
his son. Is that the interview where Bart told him at the end of
it? And his son died like 20 years ago?
Oh, that's right.
Is that where he asked Bart Starr to show the genital?
You have two sons, one of whom I know very, very well, your son Bart Jr.
Your other son's name is Brett? Is that correct?
That's correct, but it's just with one T. But Brett, our son passed away almost 19 years ago. He's no longer alive.
That's an amazing, ironic note, though, that you would have a son that you had named Brett. And your successor of greatest quarterback
Drop it.
Would be named Brett.
Oh, that's the worst one.
What an amazing history.
Oh, no, just get out of it. Yeah. Dump out.
That's, amazing death.
That's the worst one.
Running right through the stop sign,
say,
isn't he?
He didn't say, I'm sorry. He didn't say anything. That's an amazing fact.
Yeah, but yeah, he's dead.
How do you get out of that?
You know what you say?
How do you get out of it?
Say, my apologies.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I did not know.
Legal ID?
You know what you say?
Sounds good.
I'm sorry, Bart. Can you talk about Max McGee and how drunk he was? And just anything. Move on. You don't bring it up again. But he's Brett, right?
But that's an amazing note. I mean, he died 19 years? Boy, that's a long time.
Yeah. Boy, Brett's been dead forever.
Also born on this day, not dead, wow. Melvin Franklin.
Forgot all about that one.
That's Temptations? Awful. Damn right. Dead on this day, still dead, John Denver.
Ooh, that's greatness.
My street credibility in the hood is rising because of that.
It is.
We speak.
Oh, dude. So John Denver?
No. Melvin Franklin.
Melvin Franklin.
Because brothers love John Denver.
Wow.
Bill Shoemaker.
That rhymes.
Dead on this day, still dead.
Oh, that's not good.
And also dead on this day, still dead. Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain.
Mm. Oh, that's a six.
What did he die of?
Too many chicks.
Did he get cancer?
I think oral asphyxiation.
A what? Sorry, what?
Medic.
Oral asphyxiation.
Now, what did he say? 20,000?
25.
His claim was 20.
Is that even possible?
We did it. It was like three a day, three different
ones
a day.
That's impossible. Because after day number five, you have nothing left.
I
don't care if the hottest chick walks in, you're not going to be ready.
A heart attack.
I died of leukemia.
Well, this line is going to have to stop. I'm telling you, it's going to have to stop.
That's a funny word. Nicely played.
It's not funny, Tyler.
Well, he was the greatest of them all.
He was.
The greatest basketball player ever.
You agree with that?
Oh, I think Steve Kerr would have something to say about that.
I thought so also. Tyler? Do you agree?
Today doesn't suck.
This line's got to stop, or I'm going to get hot.
All right, Bono, do good. We're all counting on you.
I hate this freaking station.
Oh, no, you don't.